show by One Bag Steve. Today we're going to talk about what are some things that you can't stand your mama doing. I got a funny story. I asked, do you prefer tennis or basketball? And I also got another funny story. All right, guys, let's jump right into it. What was something that you couldn't stand that your mother did growing up? Okay, for me, something that I couldn't stand my mama doing was waking me up early on Saturdays. Bro, I done went to school getting up early all week. And here you come at 7:30, 8 o'clock, knocking on my door talking about some breakfast. But if you don't put that breakfast in the microwave, I mean, I'm grateful. Thankful. I mean, I miss it now. I wish you would wake me up in the morning right now with some breakfast. But boy, when I tell you, playing football and going to practice every week, all week, then having a game on Friday, and then you want to come and knock on my door early in the morning like you know I ain't just got home later. But it used to make me so mad. Like, I'd just be... Bruh, ain't nobody thinking about no breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning. What is you on? Like, maybe it was her trying to spend time and bond with me over some breakfast, but I ain't trying to. Look, man, I done had to wake up all this week early to get to school on time, even though I was going to be late anyway. And I ain't studying no breakfast. I eat breakfast at school every day. Cause I'm one of them kids, boy. You gonna give it, I'm gonna eat it, brother. And it was free. Yeah, I got free lunch. Until they stopped letting me get free lunch, my mom pay got changed. I had to pay like I think 35 cents. But who won't got 35 cents? You feel me? And if I ain't got it, I'm finna finesse. Somebody gonna give me 35 cents. Boy, that used to make me so mad. So I'm bamming on my door at 8 o'clock in the morning. Get up out that room, blah, blah, blah. What do you want, man? Got breakfast in there in the microwave. For real? Like, you really just woke me up for this? And you ain't gonna be sitting up in that sleeping all day. What? How is this bothering you? Like, I could see if it was Sunday and I gotta get ready for church. But even on then, You got the music, the church music blaring, so I do wake up on time for church. Like, for real. I done went to school all week, played practice all week, played in the game, and you want to wake me up early on Saturday? You just a weirdo. Over some breakfast. You don't put that breakfast in the microwave, bro. I do appreciate it. But your breakfast gonna get cold. That's what they made microwaves for, sweetheart. Put it in the stove if that's what you wanna do. In the oven. But don't be waking me up at no 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, bro, about some breakfast, bro. You don't get away from my door. Like, I have to treat her like the Jehovah's Witness. We don't want none. Well, your breakfast gonna get cold. It's gonna be cold then. The colder, the better. Whatever you made, I'm still gonna hit it with that oatmeal anyway. Talking about, boy, if I don't get up till 11:30, I'm still gonna eat that breakfast. What are you tripping on? And she one of them people, she want to put the jelly on your toast and all that. Come on, man. Why you did that to my bread? Love my mama, but I hated that. I hated that, boy. Anyways. Tell me what you hated, something that you couldn't stand your mama doing. Boy. Now, this one of the legendary, funniest stories I've ever had the pleasure of telling in my life. So, boom, kicking back. Let me give you the whole scene. In our house, we had a sectional couch that when you first come in the house, it's to your left, and it go all the way around, and then it end where my mom's front door was at. And behind it was a window, big window, two big window, like a big window, it's because it got two sides. It wasn't just one window that lit up or whatever, it was two that lit up, so got curtains and drapes on it. My mom used to get home when it was dark, maybe like 7, 8 o'clock, whatever, whatever. My thing would be, I get home, I'm only studying what I'm studying. You know, I go eat, go back in my room, do my homework, play the game. I don't never leave my room. Well, at this time, I had a regular room and a game room. So it was like a room where I could go play the game in, then I had my room where I could be in. And my bathroom right there, too. So as far as I'm coming, it's to the kitchen and then back to my room. And she's always fuss about me not closing the curtains or closing the blinds. Just, she's like, boy, you got everybody looking all in our windows, this, this, and this, all that. So one day she come in there. She fussing. But me and my sister, I think we in the living room. She fussing. I'm sitting in front of the window. She's like, get up so I can close these curtains. And she goes, mind you, my mom 5 foot even. So she can't just reach over the couch and grab the curtains. She got to step up in the chair and grab the curtains. So she go to step, and I guess her foot missed. What? When I tell you, like, it looked like her hands went straight back, and she fell face first into the couch cushion, dog. Me and my sister Chantel laughed about this for about 3 hours straight. I'm talking about crying, laughing, boy. And my sister got one of them laughs that you can't mistake. Well, you gonna hear her, you know that's her laughing. So my mom used to get on to her about it all the time because it was hilarious. It was eating my mom up. She was bad about that stuff because my sister laugh could make you cry because it's hilarious. Because she, the way she laughing, it's gonna take it to a whole other level. So boom, we crying laughing. Around the corner, you know, it's a trip we about to go take to go see my grandma and my daddy. So it's from Alabama to Maryland. We driving in a van. It's me, my mama, my two sisters, and my two nieces. So we in the car. My sister Tansy ain't heard what happened, so we finna tell her. We tell her in South Carolina. We telling her about it. Then we tell her the story. We laughed from South Carolina through North Carolina to the end of South Carolina laughing. I'm talking about crying laughing. But the only person that got in trouble was my sister Chantel. And she was all like, Chantel, it ain't that funny. Nah, 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 nah. She was, and then, you know, my sister, she gave her defense. She the middle child. She was like, nah, Steven was the one that brought it up. And you only gonna get on to me about it. That ain't even fair, blah, blah, blah. It was hilarious. I cried, boy. Because if you would have seen her fall face first, I'm talking about put her arms back into the cushion, bro. We holler, boy. I'm talking about rolled and rolled and rolled. But she still to this day, she don't like us to tell that story. But that joke was hilarious. And that was my funny story. Which sport do you prefer? A good tennis match or a good basketball game? Honestly, man, it's basketball. Don't get me wrong. I watch tennis. Tennis is pretty exhilarating, too. It's exciting because you don't know what's going to happen next. But basketball, I know the ins and outs. I know what you can and can't do. I know about all the rules. And I know about situational things that's going on, like 2-for-1. Under 2 minute fouls. How many fouls before you end the bonus. Stuff like that, so I can follow better. Tennis, I ain't really looked into it that much, but I'm a big Serena fan for her on the court play, her dress, and just her empowerment. How she make black women look as a whole. Like, she is a model person. Like, if I was to have a daughter, I would say this is the person that you can look up to. This could be a role model from me to you. This is who I like, and this is who I would share some stuff about. but not taken away from Venus, but Serena. But basketball. Big LeBron fan. Big Allen Iverson fan. Big Kobe fan. James Harden, Russell Westbrook, KD, to name a few. But watching basketball, I think I would have enjoyed it back in the day. Nowadays, they done washed it and watered it down to cater to the players and help them make it more entertaining for the youth and the kids now, which is a discussion I had with some of my cousins. Shout out to Javin, shout out to Sean out in Vegas. It's entertainment, man. Yeah, I've been saying it for the longest time. NBA done turned to the WWE. It's got to be some type of entertainment, man. Because Curry get away with murder. Harden get away with murder. Westbrook get away with murder. LeBron travels. KD muscle you even though he ain't the big guy. It's basketball. It's got to be definitely basketball. But what I have been seeing lately, and they have not been putting respect on my dog name, even though in 2005, they put respect on my dog name, Mr. Bill Russell, Mr. William Felton Russell. If you don't know who he is, look him up, Bill Russell. The name on the finals MVP is the finals, the Bill Russell Finals MVP Award. He could have won, easily had won 9 to 10 of these awards if it would have been named or even have been about. Like, when he retired, that's when they made the MVP award. Plus, Bill Russell, the only player you know, won a championship his rookie season in the season he retired, then turned around and won two, I think, as a coach. I may be wrong. But it wasn't even no such thing as a finals MVP when he was playing. So they had to name the finals MVP after him. You know how many rings Bill Russell got while y'all out here talking about Kareem and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Kobe Bryant? Bill Russell got 11 championship rings that he played on the team. And not as a coach, as a player, he got 11 rings. The only person next to him gotta be Robert Orr. I think Robert Orr got like 7, 8, maybe 9. And Robert Orr is from Alabama. Big ol' Robert Orr. Shout out to Robert Orr, man. Alabama native, Alabama legend. But yeah, it'll be definitely basketball over tennis for me. Just because I know more of the game. But for you, which one would you prefer, tennis or basketball? Another funny story, but not quite as funny as the other one. It was when I learned how to swim. Okay, so we had family members that lived in Montgomery at the time. Well, we used to go see them for like Thanksgiving and Christmas sometimes. I'd go with my Aunt Mary. Not my Aunt Mary, but my Aunt Jackie and my cousin Jason and my Uncle Louis. Rest in peace, Uncle Louis. And we'd go see my cousin Big Rick. Rest in peace, Big Rick. Shout out to Rick. Shout out to Preston and Peyton. And we'd just go out there for, you know, some of the family get-togethers. And this particular time, I wanted to go out there for my birthday because they had a pool. And it wasn't too far. It was Montgomery. You know, it wasn't that far away. And we was going to take my Uncle Louis had a ice cream maker. And he was going to make me a special ice cream. And he had made me a special ice cream, and it was going to barbecue, and it was going to be all fun, you know. And my cousin Rick, his birthday is in July too, so we was gonna celebrate it together. His birthday's in August, sorry. Or is it July? Rick, don't kill me when you hear this, but sorry. We go out there and we're having a good time, everything's going good. And mind you, my cousin, Big Rick, he's huge. He was a tall fella. I can't remember exactly how tall he was, but he wasn't no small fella. Neither he was tall and big. So, mind you, we little, so maybe like 9 years old by the turn. We're going to go swim. Me myself, I really don't know how to swim. He gonna throw me. I knew he was gonna do it, but I didn't know he was gonna do it. So, we done ate. Let all our food digest. We done eat ice cream. Let that digest. Then we finna get in the pool, boy. We finna go swimming around. Well, running around in the pool because I don't know how to swim. The twins and Rick, they know how to swim. I don't know how to swim. They telling me all these horrific stories. This how it's going to happen. You ain't going to see him coming, but he going to see you. Like, what you talking about? Now you my daddy. He going to throw you in the pool. Like, boy, I'm going to not see this big dark man. Like, he big as all get out. I'm not going to see him, bro. You got me messed up. I'm going to see him coming. Lo and behold, I ain't paying no attention. He done came and scooped me. I'm crying. I'm hollering. He done threw me in the water. It was either sink or swim, player. And I'm still here today, so you know the story, what it is. And then ever since then, I've been swimming. Almost died, but I got a barra. You feel me? Got a barra. You gotta roll the tongue on that. Got a barra. But that was how I learned how to swim. Rest in peace, Big Rick. Rest in peace, Uncle Lewis. And matter of fact, that ice cream, I ain't never had no ice cream like that. He had made some homemade vanilla with peaches, like homegrown. Well, not homegrown, but farm fresh peaches. Boy. I think the only thing we were missing was some peach cobbler, boy. But it went down. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing. I almost died. But I learned how to swim. And Rick, don't kill me. I can't remember exactly when your birthday was. I know you are a Cancer, though, right? Anyways, I'm just going to stop putting the foot in my mouth. Love you, cuz. Dedicate this segment of the podcast to Big Rick and Little Rick. I love y'all too, Preston and Peyton, Miss Denise. Well, Auntie Denise. Love y'all. Thank God. I want to thank my listeners. I want to thank y'all for y'all input and y'all feedback. It's crazy how I don't know my own cousin's birthday. It's very sad. Facebook been saving my life. But on the next episode, we're going to talk about, how do you like your spaghetti? What's your favorite romantic comedy? What would be your clown name? And what social media network do you use the most? All right, thank you guys for listening. God bless.